Welcome to danielswindow.org, prayer week number 28. This is 1 Chronicles 4, 9 through 10. This is a famous prayer. There's a book over it. It's a good read called the Prayer of Jabez. So Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain." Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. So last week we prayed about, you know, God, don't make me rich and don't make me poor. But it's okay for you to ask God for abundance, as long as you're learning his ways and giving it time to adjust. You know, God didn't give all of Israel to promised land to Israel, lest it's just too much for them to handle, lest they be taken by, you know, the weeds and, I guess, and the animals. So here's Jabez was more honorable than his brother. So before you go asking the Lord to increase your life, to increase your abundance, are you honorable? Are you honorable? Are you more honorable than society? Because society is not that honorable. Can God trust you? So Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, because I bore him of pain. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." We need to be praying, "Lord, will you bless me?" But we need to also be hearing what he says to us. So sometimes he may say, "I can't bless you." Remember, he talked to Cain and says, "Cain, if you did right, I would bless you like Abel. But you're not doing right. And look, there's sin knocking at your door here." So be open from the Lord. Prayer is not just one direction. You can hear the Lord speaking inside you, speaking through the word, speaking, you know, to you. So you need to be open when you say, "God, bless me." And if God tells you, "I can't right now," then you take heed to that and correct it so you can be more honorable. "Oh, that you would bless me and indeed enlarge my border." Well, can you handle, you know, with more stuff, with higher wages, with, you know, more demand? Do you really want your border expanded? I mean, with the more work that you do? So you need to first, you know, also question yourself, do you really want your border expanded? And why do you want your border expanded? Some people want their border expanded because of the pride of life. They want to look better. They want to, you know, to people. They have something to prove. And that's not the right reason. I mean, the reason we want to be expanded is the reason we want to be more useful to the Lord and more useful to touch people. "Enlarge my border that your hand might be with me and that you would keep me from harm." Do you pray that, or do you just assume that God is going to keep you from harm? Do you just assume that you got this? "I got this, Lord. I know how to do this, Lord. I've already went through 4 years of school. I know how to do this. I've read the book, got the t-shirt, so no problem here." But you need to be asking, Lord, because I'm telling you, I don't care how much knowledge you have. If you don't have any experiential knowledge, if you haven't done the job yet, you're going to find out some things that you thought you know you don't know. And so there's going to be issues. Even if you know something, it's going to take some time for you to really know something. So you need to be asking, "Lord, keep me from harm, Lord, as I learn," because you're going to fall, like John Maxwell said, falling forward, because you're going to fall forward a whole, you know, you're going to fall a whole lot more times. And a righteous man falls seven times and gets right back up. So you're going to make a whole lot more mistakes than you do what is right. And you want to make sure those mistakes don't cause you a lot of harm and those around you a lot of harm. So you don't want to be blessed too quick. You don't want to have your territory enlarged so quick that you end up being in a rut, that you end up being in a hole, in a ditch that you dug, and you lose more than what you had before. "So that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. Not pain me. There's a lot of people ask for something, God gave it to them, and now they're in pain because they realize it's not what they wanted. And you know, that too is vanity. I have this thing, I always know. This is talking about me. It's a scripture that I wrote. You know, don't get mad at me. It's not in the Bible, but it goes along with Ecclesiastes. I said, "I always know what I want until I get there to find out it's not what, you know, where I want to be." That's painful. That's painful to just assume what you want and find out the consequences, even if it is good consequences, and the fact this is just the way things work. So do you want to be? You don't want to be blessed? Do you want to have your territory enlarged and get more responsibility? Because to whom much is given, much is required. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 through 10. Thank you.